Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. A little bit cooler than it has been this past week. But the fact still remains, no matter what, that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then you have to remember that DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi mini split, like the one we use at 93.9 or in 93.9 studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi right now is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, thanks to George and the Biernos team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Thinking lunch or dinner? Biernos has you covered tonight and this weekend. All Biernos now delivering alcohol, speaking of. Carry out and delivery to your home. Support local. Yeah, it's that good. Biernos Pizza. Yes.
Who do it we is ha- that good, but did you say that you thought it was getting cooler this week? You're not out walking dogs, are you?
It is hot. You don't think over the week it's gotten increasingly cooler?
It has. Wednesday was the coolest day, but now it's heating back up. It's supposed to be in the mid-90s today. By the time I get to my walk.
I was going to say, outside so far, it's not blistering yet, but it may be coming.
I mean, it could just be me, but I'm outside like all day, and so I'm like, oh, God, let's get back to fall. It's 84 right now.
Don't talk that evil on us. We enjoy summer. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, hold on. So it's supposed to be to 91 by 2 o'clock.
I can handle that. Sit outside.
We got Walter on the phone.
And get some sun today. Walter, thanks for joining us on 93. What's on your mind?
Well, what's going on, Marcus? What's going on, guys?
Feeling good.
Hey, look, I'm glad y'all finally cleared that up of how this saying is supposed to go. Because for years, the only thing I would tell people is, you know, I need a touch of the hair of the dog that bit.
Wait, you said you need a touch of the hair of the dog that bit you.
Yeah.
Did you?
And that was how I said it for years.
Did you know where it came from?
Well, I'm a big fan of the show. I was sitting there listening to how y'all were describing it, where it came from, and everything. I was like, oh, really? This is where this came from, huh?
So you just knew the phrase, but not the origins or anything.
No, I didn't know the origin. And, you know, my biggest fear for it back in the days was about 10 White Castles with ketchup and mustard and a chocolate shake.
I did hear the White Castle chocolate shake. I've heard a lot of people. I think our own guy, Nicky Valvano, said he was actually addicted to the chocolate shake as the ultimate cure.
Oh, yeah. By the time I got home, the White Castle, I'm riding up Broadway swallowing White Castle. By the time I get to the door, I'm just sitting there sipping on chocolate shake, going in and just crawling to bed. Next day, I was cool.
No, Walter, I do appreciate that call, my man.
I mean, he's right, though. Like, if you eat right before you go to bed or you chug a bunch of water, it usually helps in my process. But, dude, any greasy food in the morning.
Yeah, we won't talk about the food part of it. We'll just leave it with the biting of the dog that bit. Look,
yeah, yeah.
The biting of the hair of the dog that bit you.
No,
we'll,
I agree.
We'll leave it that
way.
We
won't talk about my friends running around in trash bags trying to sweat.
Oh, God.
Have you ever, you know, because they say one of the best cures is to get, is like, even though you don't want to get up and run or move around. So I have some buddies that literally, after a night of drinking, will wake up at like 9 a.m. and be like, I'm going for a run. And I'm like, all right, I'll be, you have fun. I'm going to stay in bed.
No, but I am my dad's son, my family. I swear. You know, to rub some dirt on it.
Mm-hmm.
My family has been the kings of not rub some dirt on it. Go run.
Really?
Go run and go work. Get up and move around. Like any time. Listen, if I was sick the night before school or something, my dad would wake me up early and say, you run up the street, run up to like a mile circuit or something.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, you get up and go run a mile, and if you still sick, when you get back, you don't have to go to school.
It's kind of smart.
Yeah, right.
To be honest.
Yeah, because by then you're like, your adrenaline's on 10 now, and you're like, you know, he might say, all right, you got, you know, 12 minutes, you know.
If you don't feel good after that, then you're not lying.
Right, right. But yeah, like by then you're like, damn, I might as well go.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm awake.
I know.
Awake. Like, a little sweat going.
So listen, to all parents, when your kids try to look, I know you've been in virtual, but we got to get back out to real life. If your kid trying to pull that, I'm too sick to do something, you make them run. You make them run with you. You drag them out there and make them run. Don't let the kids say, I'm too sick to run.
Honestly, more parents need to do that anyway because we got so many video games being played now.
Right.
I mean, I grew up in an era where video games were just getting started, you know, and so we played our fair share of video games, but I was out in the neighborhood playing pickle or playing, you know,
the video
202 games flag football.
Were a privilege, not a right.
Derby.
No. Okay. So yeah. Okay. So I'm glad. I am definitely glad. For those who don't know, we've settled the debate. We actually didn't get a lot of hangover cures though. Actual.
We had the McDonald's.
No, I want cocktail cures though, not the
Pedialyte.
I heard that before. Not food, because today is all about Benno's Pizza.
Yeah, it's that good.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we do today. Okay, because I don't want them saying, talk about some other crappy place when it's Benno's Pizza Day.
I don't need to talk about anything but Benno's.
Okay, so there's a conversation. We can get a little more serious for the moment. Actually, I don't want to make it too serious because it is Friday, right? So, Brian, I'm gonna squarely throw you under the bus on this one.
Oh, boy.
But
just like the Madden cover,
I didn't know.
I really didn't think. I actually got going there at the end, but it took me a second. You threw the tough ones out first, and I was like, "What?"
I didn't know where that was gonna go. I did know hair of the dog, Louisville sales rep. I did know the phrase hair of the dog. I wanted answers about the phrase because hair of the dog in itself is not, it doesn't explain anything. I know that's the
you can
phrase.
Say a saying but not know the full meaning of it, because everybody's heard sayings but then they're like, well, what does that exactly mean?
Yes.
Where did that come
from? I want to know the origin. If I'm
why gonna, do people say that?
Yeah, just, you know, the pot calling the kettle. I want to know, you know, like, I need can't squeeze blood from a turnip, you know, all that. I want to know this, you know. Those are pretty self-explanatory, but you get the point. Okay, serious kind of conversation, but I'm going to put you in the position to answer this question, and anybody who wants to call in and join this conversation, 8150, and while I'm asking, Brian, I'll be actively thinking about what move would I make. Brian, you go ahead and take that real quick, Brian. I'm going to be thinking about the actual move that I would make if I were in this situation. Okay, I do have the tweet. I sent the tweet to myself this morning because I definitely wanted to get to it. I don't know how I got in that inbox. Okay, my own inbox, and sent it to myself. Okay, I know you may know the person, but let me get this to you. According to NCAA. Well, we pause when we get this call. Let's take a second. Mr. One, Patrick Jaggers, a.k.a. Patty Ice, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
I got a question. I know you're about to get like a serious sports radio topic, but you got my mind a moving, Marcus. I got to ask. You know, like, you're talking all these, like, we just don't know why people say phrases or where it came from.
Yes.
But I have to know, and I say this all the time, and I've never really thought about it. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
That
who
is
skinning
a
cat?
That
you know
is
what I
a
mean?
Perfect
like, who's
example.
Skinning a cat?
So listen, how long has that phrase bothered you?
Like, for a long time, and I was like, I've always thought to myself, well, people don't really skin cats, but, like, I understand what they're trying to say. But, like, I've always thought about that. Yeah. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Well, who the hell wants to skin a cat? Like, I mean, I feel bad
for the cat. No, but listen, Patty Ice, think about this. Not only do I agree with you, I'll take it a step further. Like, I couldn't, like, I'm so worried about what I'm going to learn about skinning a cat that I didn't even want to Google it. But it used to piss me off, too. Like, and then, like, just people saying that phrase around me, I would get offended. Like, listen, I don't necessarily care about cats, right? I don't hate them. I don't like them or whatever. But here's the thing. I don't like people using that phrase around me. First, the graphic nature of it. And second, I don't even want to know what. You know, I don't want to know some ancient ritual about cat skinning. I don't even want to know it. So I agree with you.
Right.
But yours is one of the perfect examples. Don't say that if you don't know the background of it, you know, period. But you know what? That'll be the other one we settle today. I'm glad you called in and asked about it. Somebody's going to have to tell us that on the show. And look, you'll get a chance to read the text line and see if there's a real good explanation on this one.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Sorry to derail the show. You guys got talking about that. I was like, you know what? Like, I've got a good one. Like, why do people say there's more than one way to skin a cat? But anyway,
wait, Patty Ice, while I got you on here, you are headed to Nashville for what? Tell the listeners of 93.9 what you'll be headed to Nashville for.
Oh, my God, Marcus. I almost forgot. I didn't really forget. I'm just kidding. Anyways, this weekend it is the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. I'm heading down there because we've got a special show lined up. And Trading Paint this Sunday from 8 to 10 on 93.9 The Ville. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk to former Tennessee Titan Bedard Pollard as he is waving the green flag of the race. The current points leader, Denny Hamlin. We're also going to talk with the owner and founder of Trackhouse Racing, Justin Marks, and some more guests as well. And also got a lot of fun things planned. So make sure you guys join us this Sunday at 8 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. But Marcus, doing a great job. B. Hall, you guys bring up a lot of great points about phrases. I have no idea what they mean. You guys keep it up, and I'll see y'all on Monday.
Well, there you have it. Appreciate the call.
So I got it.
Do I want to hear it?
Like, it's not bad. So there's more. There's more than one way to skin a cat means there are many ways to do something.
I know that.
There are many ways to achieve a goal. The oldest known origin or phrase dates back to 1854.
Jesus.
And it was written in a short story called The Money Diggers, written by American author Seba Smith in 1840.
But I still want to know. What it means?
I'm still trying to find here. Talk for just a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, okay, now here's the thing. While we're figuring out the skin a cat origin, like the real origin, not where it was written, what did they mean when they wrote that phrase in whatever literature?
It says the phrase, there are more ways than one to skin a cat, means that there are other ways to achieve a goal. that the one is chosen. It also refers that one can reach his goal by using various means if they put their mind to it.
Brian, I'm going to kill you.
I don't know.
That's just not the part. I want to know where.
You want the origin. The phrase there, right here. So the phrase, there are more ways than one to skin a cat, is stated to have originated from a short story, The Money Diggers, written by American author Seba Smith in 1840, where it stated, as there are more ways than one to skin a cat, so are there more ways than one of digging for money. Later, it was published in 1855 in the novel Westward Ho, H-O, by a English author, Charles Kingsley, in which it goes thus, there are more ways of killing a cat than choking it with cream.
Say that last sentence again.
Okay, but keep in mind.
No, the very last phrase.
Oh, okay. It says, in the novel Westward Ho, by a English author, Charles Kingsley, in which it goes thus, there are more ways of killing a cat than choking it with cream.
What the hell were they doing back then? You were killing cats with cream? Are y'all insane?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
I mean,
it says the poem speaks about various ways of killing a dog, a bear, a salmon, and a cat. He starts by saying that instead of choking a cat with cream, we should try other ways to kill it. Similarly, a dog can also be killed by using various ways.
That's enough.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to judge.
I'm just the messenger, all right?
Because 100 years from now, somebody's going to say, you got a gun up on your waist, please don't shoot up the place, because I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. What the hell were y'all doing in the year 2000? You animals. You insane humans. Everybody sitting there listening. Two, you got a gun on your waist. Please don't shoot up the place. Why? That's what they were listening to. No wonder they almost went extinct.
Albert thinks he's got an answer for us on the skin of cat.
Albert, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, my man?
What's going on, Marcus?
Feeling good.
All right, this skin of cat thing actually comes from, again, we get most of our stuff. Y'all need to get a book on entomology. That's word origin. And phrases and idioms. So basically where this one comes from is that, remember when you was a kid, you hang from a branch and you flip yourself up and you end up sitting on top of the branch?
Yep.
That became known as the phrase of skinning the cat. So basically, you know, it's more than one way to skin a cat is where that comes from. So it's kind of like a gymnastic move, I guess, for kids.
Yes.
You know. We all did it.
I was really good at that, too.
Yeah. You know, that's when we used to get outside and not be on games and all that stuff. So that's where that comes from. And that dates back to probably like the 1600s or something like that is the main part. Ah. And then the other part, let me clear up the other one real quick for you, too. When it's talking about the choking the cat with cream,
yes.
It's basically saying it's more than one way to get something accomplished than letting the person, like, overly indulge themselves. Like, so instead of giving them all that they want to prove that they can't handle it, that's what it's saying. When we're talking about choking on the cream.
Oh, okay.
Cats like cream. So it's not as cool and nasty as it sounds, but it's just kind of some word phrases.
Okay. I almost got mad at you because I thought you were re-explaining the skin of cat part of more than one ways, but you definitely cleaned it up on the cream part.
Thanks, so
yeah,
Albert.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
All right. I see you tonight at midnight.
And I will be there for sure. So Albert helped clear that up.
Thanks, Albert. We needed that.
But Albert, I'm not getting involved in books of entomology right now. I should. We all should. But golly, once you start going down that rabbit hole of learning that stuff, like my dad, is a history major and professor. Can you imagine a life of history when your dad's a history buff? And every question you ask, he can take you all the way back to the...
He'd be very disappointed in your show today.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, any kind of historical knowledge that you don't know, you can't ask him a question having to do with history. Your day is gone. Oh, Dad, why did they call that, you know, why was World War II?
Sit down, grab a drink, and I'll...
Listen. You ask him one question, Brian, about anything that took place before 1980. anything that took place before 1980, he's gonna give you a 1,000-year anthology on. And here's the thing.
See, my dad's
and he cusses a lot too when he does it. So.
See, my dad's not necessarily like the type of stuff we're talking about. My dad's more of a History Channel guy,
yep.
And he can tell you anything about any war, yep. Or like anything that happened, in history, and he'll go into depth. He's the same way. It's like, don't ask him a question unless you want to sit down and listen to a half an hour explanation.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Brian. When he comes here and I go by his room, I can't tell if he's asleep or not because he's playing all these documentaries and history, like you said, the History Channel things. So I got to look in there and he might be snoring or he might be up like taking notes. And I'm like, you play this stuff in your sleep and when you're woke?
That's exactly how my dad is. My dad falls asleep to the History Channel, yeah. and it wakes him up sometimes.
Yeah. So then sometimes I go past the room. I hear some history documentary, right? And what is when I'm waking up, and then I go and maybe I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I look outside. He's not even in the room. Like, he's already gone. So I'm like, and you leave that stuff playing in the house when you're not even in the room. I'm like, you're insane, man.
I know, right?
So there's no way I'm going to be able to talk.
I can't talk too much about that, though, because like a lot of the dog houses that we go to, they leave the TV on for the dog. You know, a lot of owners, like while they're gone, they'll leave their TV on so their dog has something to watch or hear. And a lot of them put on like the dog channel. I'm like they really know what they're watching. I'm like,
I don't know, man. They might, man, because
they probably do enjoy watching the dogs more. But
yeah, I think the dogs start to be programmed just the same as humans. Listen, we'll take our last commercial break so I can reset this serious kind of NCAA subject. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While I have you here, let me do a little bit of our promotionals for the studio. I'm going to get down to it because this is one of the ones that I want to make sure I get in right now to address a competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area. UPS will offer a retention and attendance bonus to 2021. Starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will also receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus and $125 on Sunday through Thursday shifts. That's $425 in weekly bonuses for select shifts. Learn now how you can graduate debt-free. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information. One more programming note that I definitely want to pass along. ESPN Louisville is your home for the NBA playoffs, including the NBA Finals. Our next broadcast is tonight, 76ers at Hawks, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Game 7, Bucks at Nets. Ooh, Bucks at Nets. Ooh, that's going to be Saturday. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, that will be Saturday on 93.9 The Ville as well. So don't we have Utah Clippers tonight?
I would think so. That game's at 10 o'clock.
We're not covering that?
You would think we would have chose the Donovan Mitchell game.
Yeah, this must be a misprint. Don't even worry about that, y'all. Listen, if you're in your car around that time.
It might be a doubleheader. It might be both.
Listen, if you're in your car at that time, then shame on you because you should be watching Donovan Mitchell anyway. Look, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock anyway. Thank you so much. Thanks, Dawn. That's awesome. Thanks, Dawn. She misses.
She said she's back.
Yeah. She misses me. Yeah. Dawn just took care of me with the Marino's pizza. So, Brian, there was some other subject that I was meaning to bring up, but I can't handle it now. Okay, so here's what we do. This is what I have to do, Brian. We don't have much time left, but I need you to stop eating, too, if you want to be a co-host for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve eats, you know.
So, you're not Steve.
I'm just kidding.
So listen.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
You're not Steve yet. Steve had to earn that, the privilege to eat. Okay, Brian, let's do this real quick. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to ask you to.
Sorry.
No, you didn't. Just take another full bite in the middle of a talking segment.
My stomach hurts. All right, I'm ready now.
According to NCAA, we will be granted the opportunity to capitalize on our likeness on the college stage. Here pretty soon, us as student athletes are going to be able to brand ourselves and other businesses and companies. Any local companies that want to use my social media or want me to do commercials to brand themselves, my DM is open.
Is that a kid getting recruited right now? Not even at the university yet?
That's Keytrell Clark.
Oh, okay.
He posted that.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Hey, if you're allowed to.
Okay. Brian is a sophomore. Third team all-conference basketball player from last year.
Yep.
Sophomore point guard Brian Hall for the University of Louisville. How would you start preparing if you saw this about to change on July 1st?
I can tell you right now, there are already kids that are
No,
I'm not saying not. You don't know where I'm going with this. There are kids getting recruited that are already worried about this.
Brian Hall, sophomore. Brian Hall.
First thing I'm doing is I'm planning a summer camp. For under my name, you know, like come to Brian Hall's camp, just like Coach Davenport has a camp, everybody has a camp. I'm going to have a camp. And then I'm starting to reach out to local companies. I mean, local. I would go local first. So your Louisville-based businesses or Kentucky-based businesses.
You would reach out yourself?
Yeah, but I'm a businessman. I would definitely reach out.
So if you were Keytrell, you would actually call companies and say, are you interested in sponsoring me?
Yeah. I mean, what I would be doing is like I'd say, hey, I voice your radio commercials. You know, you want me to make appearance on your TV commercial. Things like that. I mean, nothing that's too time consuming. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do one recording and it replays over and over again.
Okay, so what's the biggest worry? And the reason I ask this question is because if you were listening to me the other day, I don't know if agitated is the right word. When I compared like how many times I've been through this money thing and the bloodlust every time it's it's the idea is brought up that these college athletes get a nicer facility, or they get, go ahead and grab that, get a nicer facility, or get a stipend, or get an increase in housing allowance. Like, I am always like, I used to wonder and think it was just a little bit of, you know, maybe just a little jealousy, or, you know, hey, they already got enough, you know, but then I started to see in sports radio, I would see people actually calling in angry about the idea. It was 20 years ago. They were angry about us getting $500 extra. So I talked about that.
You know why they're not worried about it as much now and this is happening is because it's not coming out of their pocket. It's going to be coming out of companies' pockets.
But here's the problem. They are still worried about it. I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. They're worried. Like, you go get on boards that are really discussing this, and they're saying, oh, this is going to get out of control. And it's like, what's going to get out of control? Free market?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like,
free. Well, let me throw in where it's going to, like a scenario. So a scenario where it kind of affects things. Local kids are going to stay more local because they're more marketable in their hometown environment with those local companies. You have a kid from Louisville who goes to Oregon. He's not as marketable in Oregon because nobody knew who he was. But you got a guy who comes through Mail or Ballard or Trinity, David Johnson, becomes a star and comes to Louisville. His marketing value is much higher at the University of Louisville than had he gone to Tennessee and become a star at Tennessee.
I don't know. If you got game, you got game.
I agree. Well, but you're talking about the top tier players. Yeah, we're talking about,
okay, so you're
not necessarily David Johnson, but we're talking about a J.J. Trainer. A J.J. Trainer who comes in as an average player on a Louisville.
Mom's trainer, was Brian.
Okay.
Well, Brian Hall.
A guy who came off the bench.
At ESPN Louisville. At Brian Hall, ESPN.
Can you let me finish my sentence?
Louisville dog walk, mom's trainer. Talk about.
So you get a guy who comes off the bench, but is a local kid. He's still marketable at his local school because people watched him come up through the high school. We read about him in the Courier Journal. So he has some marketing value still, whereas if he was the guy off the bench at Washington, he's probably not getting any endorsements.
Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Feeling happy good. Friday.
Indeed.
So, thank you. Man, so here's my plan. You're putting me in the situation. Mm-hmm. I am a college kid that can ball. I got game, and I'm marketable, right? And I want to make money on my likeness. So, we're prefacing that with, again, like, I got game, okay?
Yep.
So, my game can back it up. So, what I'm doing is I'm going to do stuff that is going to just be absolutely ridiculous and funny that can go viral. That way, whoever you're marketing for, they're using you as a billboard. That way, they get airtime, but you, the person, also gets airtime as well. Your face is up there getting thrown around. I'm doing something just absolutely funny. Like, did you see, I don't think it was necessarily intended, but like the Virginia pitcher last week, did you see that interview?
One more time?
The Virginia pitcher, the UVA pitcher, that for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay, I mean, that was funny, right? I mean, I don't know if it was intended, I mean, it was just kind of just goofy, man. Like, I'm doing something along those lines and just, I'm taking it just even further within reason that my like team and coaches ain't gonna get mad
Let me ask you this. What are you gonna do the first time you hear a professional team says, "Oh no, that guy's a clown. Take him off the board."
See, well, that's the thing though. That's why I preface it as I got game, right? I can back it up.
So a lot of people got game though.
that's true, but your tape and your skills are going to speak, right? So, like, that's, to me, I'm just saying, I'm confident in myself. I know I got game. I'm walking out there. Like, that's fine that you might think it, but throw me out there on the field, throw my tape on. Like, I can back up what I'm doing. And that's, like, that's where I'm going. And look, I don't know, but we all know how powerful social media is. And, you know, influencer is a real thing now. I mean, believe it. I mean, it's just crazy, but influencer is a real thing. And I would want to, if I was an athlete, I want to be known on my merits, but I want to be also known as, like, I'm the dude that you can, I mean, like Aaron Rodgers, not quite as goofy, but making goofy commercials with BJ Raji for State Farm. And, you know, I mean, like, I'm just taking it to the next level, man. I'm like, I'm going to do some beer chug offs or something. I don't know. I'm going to do it, though.
Oh.
That's where I'm going.
Ross, I appreciate that call. But between the clown things, the antics, and the beer chug, these NBA teams or these professional baseball teams or anybody, go ahead and grab it. It's cool. It's, man, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of on, I'm a market correction guy. Like, I'm a market correction guy. You might have one or two cases where something looks outlandish. But the moment, you know, some kid shows out, and the moment some kid, like, quits a team because he makes $250,000 and stops playing well, like, it's gonna pull right back into the sponsorships. And then what happens when the schools start just saying, hey, y'all, there's so many ways to come up with extreme scenarios, and there's so many ways to say it has to be value. I think it was, I don't know if it was Drew and Blakenbaker, but they were, you know, just, you know, we're going to find a true value of these kids. Maybe we're going to find out that there's not much advertising value in a lot of the athletes. So this is, in our brains, we're making this some huge, you know, problem, some huge situation. And it might not be, you know, much at all, other than a couple kids getting a couple extra dollars to, you know, to be a little comfortable.
I wanted to take my point from earlier a step further. And I actually think that the name, image, and likeness thing could hurt potential schools like Kentucky. And what I mean by that is schools that recruit all five-star kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I think the five-stars are going to start spreading out to more universities, because Kentucky says, yeah, we got 4 or 5 stars coming in this year. And they're like, well, my marketing value is not as high when I'm going to a school with 4 other guys that are just as good as me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could go to Illinois or Wisconsin and be the star and be the face of the team. So actually, I think also the name, image, and likeness might spread out the top talent a little bit more, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've already been spread out. So
yeah, but I'm saying Kentucky, who's used to averaging, you know, getting 3 or 4 5-stars a year, those kids are going to be like, well, I don't want to have to compete with these other 2 or 3 5-stars
for the marketing dollar
to be the marketing guy for this team, to be the face of the team, when I could go to Western Kentucky, Wisconsin, Illinois, you know, and Purdue, and I could be the face and be the main marketing piece for that team.
Actually, now that you mention it, I would end up going to like Wyoming or something and just dominate. And just,
well, I think some mid majors are going to benefit from this.
I would just take all the money in y'all town.
Well, I think some of the mid majors who are in big cities will benefit from this, because they have that big city, you know, attached to them with a lot of big name brand companies. But at the same time, they don't have that star player. So you get that star player on the team, and all of a sudden this team's starting to make some noise. You're the face of the team. Now you have marketing value.
What if Marcus Maven,
DePaul, in Chicago?
What would be my target business if I were a young Marcus Maven sophomore? I put you in a sophomore mode, and I knew that the NCAA was about to be free market. Around that time, I probably, no doubt, I would have went for the car dealerships immediately, because I showed up on campus, y'all. I had a Mazda 323 hatchback. Do you know how small? Dad, Mom, I love y'all, and I'm appreciative of my Mazda 323 hatchback. But my God, Troy Jackson and Marcus Maben riding around in a Mazda 323 hatchback. I would, if I was Keetra Clark, I might not even release that statement before I was at any local car dealership trying to get an in. Like, hey, when this clears, I want to go ASAP. And I don't know which dealership. I would have went out in St. Matthew somewhere, though, immediately.
Well, to your point, though, I think that they'll probably restrict what you can advertise. And Ross's point, like, obviously, I don't think they'll let you advertise for gambling or beer or, like, stuff like that.
You mean your team?
As a college athlete. No, I mean, you got to think, like, some of these kids are still going to be 18, 19, 20 years old. They can't go advertise for a beer company or an alcohol company. They don't want to advertise. The NCAA is going to say you can't go advertise for DraftKings or something like that because it's a sports gambling thing, and they don't want to associate the college athletes with that.
The point is, if the NCAA does not have control over what you choose to do,
yeah,
which they're in the process of kind of losing. But again, I think they will try to find some, you know, the NCAA is kind of doing the same thing. They're seeing what they can get away with, seeing where they can put a stopgap in, see what leaks they can plug up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like I said, I'm probably going to end up thinking about the different businesses that I'll try to attack. But this is becoming a reality. The whole point of this conversation is get comfortable with the idea of younger adults doing business. Now, if you're the type of person that makes you feel like, you know, they're you're falling behind because somebody's gaining a right, then you're not going to be happy about any of the new, you know, developments in college sports or any kind of sport, because it means you're kind of like stuck in, you know, in everybody should be under the rigid rules. And I understand that. Like I said, so I can be conservative when it comes to some of my sports situations and whatever else, you know, like, you know, I get it. But with this conversation in particular, you might as well start getting comfortable with people having the ability to kind of, you know, have some ownership of their own personal name, image, and likeness, private property, their enterprises. Go ahead and hit us. Listen, y'all, we got through a strong week. Steve is in the airport. Safe travel, Steve, headed back from Las Vegas. If Steve didn't get me a double shot glass from the Vegas airport,
do you collect those?
No. Nobody's ever bought me a shot glass. Thanks, Dawn. I'm not going to start collecting them, but you know, the only shot glasses I ever bought was one of those plastic dollar store shots.
Just start collecting bobbleheads like I do.
You Bob?
I got some bobbleheads.
No, you Bob Valvano?
I know Bob. Yeah. I have probably.
Does he have a better collection than yours?
Yeah, I would say, because, I mean, he's been working on his a lot longer than I have. My uncle has nearly 1,000 bobbleheads, and he does, like, he goes to each stadium, and every time the new stadium opens, he goes and gets a bobblehead, and it's part of his thing. He's a big baseball
fan. But that just takes up space. I want to use mine to take a shot.
That's true. If you want it to be useful,
yeah,
then
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just throw some memorabilia up in the basement.
I'll have extra shot. The hair, bite the hair of the dog. It's wrong. You get the hair of the dog that bit you and place it in the wound. Big facts only. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.